Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Las Vegas. On the broadcast today, Sig Rogich, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to the Reno Rodeo.
I'm Craig Downing, this year's Reno Rodeo President. The rodeo is back and in full swing. Join us for some great family entertainment. Pull on your boots, grab your hats for the wildest, richest rodeo in the West, June 17th through the 26th. We're back in the saddle again.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We are always delighted to welcome back to the program Sig Rogich. He is the president of Rogich Communications. Really a pleasure to have you back here, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Nice to be with you.
When you were last on the program, you shared with us that you were taking over Henry Kissinger's old position of working with businesses both in the United States and China, beyond the government workings, to be able to make things work better for both countries. The Taiwanese government reached out to me through their consul general in San Francisco and appeared on the program recently. And despite a whole bunch of different reasons that they said they wanted to talk about, the main thing they wanted to talk about was two things. One, what China is up to in terms of the threat to Taiwan. And number two, the shortage of COVID vaccines that they're suffering from and that they desperately need about 35 more million shots of vaccine. But obviously China is being very aggressive in the South China Sea, building these islands, moving warplanes, doing all kinds of exercises. We had the pivot to China from the Middle East under the Obama administration that really, to an extent, continued even through the Trump administration and certainly now in the Biden administration, although there was a pushback towards Israel at one point. How much concern do you have that China might invade Taiwan?
Well, I don't have a concern for that. I don't think they're going to invade Taiwan. There's a lot of things in place there that protects Taiwan, organizations that follow and watch this closely, you know, are pleased about the coalitions with Japan and others, South Korea and other surrounding areas, including all the way down to Australia, you know, who are not in favor of anything like that. The Taiwanese issue is something that is never going to go away, probably, not in our lifetime anyway. At the end of the day, I don't know what the solutions are. We're frosty with China right now, but goodness, we need each other. These two hemispheres need each other. The world needs us to be amicable with China in some fashion. I'm not saying it's a perfect scenario, and it probably never will be because of this thing called the internet and the technology and the fact that we're all trying to get each other's secrets before the rest of the world does. But I think that there's still hope. You know, I, by the way, I don't take over for Henry Kissinger. I don't think anybody can.
Right.
Probably, arguably, maybe one of the world's great diplomats in our lifetime. But I'm filling a mechanical role, you know, of keeping our board together. Joe Lieberman is my co-chair, and we've got people like Tom Daschle on the board with us, and Donnie Evans, a former Secretary of Commerce, and others like that. You know, the former governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, and the former head of the Joint Chiefs, you know, Dick Myers. So we've got a good group of people, and I've just named a handful of them, but we've got another 20. So they all agree that, you know, in the big diplomatic sense, Democrats and Republicans alike know, those that work in those areas know that China and the U.S. have to coexist. It's not just our two countries. We're talking about two hemispheres. If something ever happened, you know, you've got Thailand and Cambodia, and you've got Vietnam, and you've got all those surrounding countries, India, you know, borders right up to China. And they're having their own problems. So I don't think they're going to invade Taiwan. They have a one China policy. That's part of their whole doctrine. I hope we get through this lab issue, you know, one way or the other, so we can move on with life.
Has what happened with Hong Kong as a separate administrative region, but the pressure that has come from Beijing on Hong Kong, blown up the idea ever of Taiwan taking a similar agreement?
Oh, I don't know. I'd just be speculating. I don't think Taiwan would ever take an agreement like that. You know, it's interesting. What they've done in Hong Kong probably will diminish the value of Hong Kong, you know, because I think it's an unstable monetary center now, and it used to rank as one of the top in the world. And now you're seeing people that are talking about going to Singapore or moving out of that particular part of the region because they're worried about their assets, you know, in that setting. I don't know if that's fair or not, but it's there. You can hear it. And I know people who are thinking that way.
Were you surprised to read Daniel Ellsberg releasing the reports? He was the person who released the Pentagon Papers. Apparently, at the same time, he copied documentation that showed that at one point the United States was contemplating, through the military, actually dropping a nuclear weapon on China to protect Taiwan. This was in 1958, and Eisenhower put an end to that. But were you surprised that we were contemplating using nuclear weapons for something like that?
I don't think we really contemplated nuclear weapons. I think someone said, you know, we have nuclear weapons, and someone said, don't be absurd. I think that's as simple as it was, and I think someone tried to sensationalize it a little bit.
All right.
I just don't believe this that we would have dropped an atomic bomb on a region that's got all of our allies there, South Korea, you know, Thailand.
This was 1958.
Yeah. I mean, we were in good stead then with South Korea. You know, we'd come through the war. You know, with the Korean War, we had reasonably good relationships with China back then in the 50s, 58. I can't remember when Nixon went, 66, I think it was, or 64, something like that, when he and Kissinger opened the door. We would have never jeopardized the whole hemisphere with a nuclear weapon, in my opinion.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll bring things much more local after
right.
this time out.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sig Rogich. Let's move our attention to Nevada and the governor's race.
Okay.
And to some, perhaps, a surprising announcement. Well, the announcement is, as we're taping this, is still to come, but the official announcement that Joe Lombardo, the sheriff of Clark County, is going to run for governor on the Republican side. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think he's eminently qualified. You know, people say, well, is a policeman the right person to run for governor? I can't think of a better one.
Why?
Especially a sheriff. Well, because they're running their own little government. They've got to be psychologists. They've got to understand the nuances of dealing with minorities and issues related to that. They've got to deal with labor unions all the time. They've got to deal with keeping people safe, which is what I think a governor should be foremost trying to do, is make sure that we protect the population in our state. They've got meetings every day. They've got to deal with the media. They've got to deal with crisis, like we're seeing today, and reform in the police department. Who is better qualified than a sheriff to be governor in today's world? Now we're talking about police reform. Who better to have sitting there who understands that we shouldn't be doing certain things in the police department than a sheriff who had to run a police department all those years? And scandal-free, I might add, you know.
I totally agree there. I'm not disagreeing with anything you've said, but I remember probably 20, 30 years ago, there was talk of Phil Satre, at the time head of Harris, running for governor. And then I guess the decision was made that it would be tough to elect a gaming executive as governor. Doesn't that present the same problems for a sheriff?
I don't think so. I think, first of all, I think Phil would have been a good governor.
Oh, really. I don't disagree.
You know, he's a very qualified, very honest guy. I've known him 40 years, I think.
Listen, look at who Wynn Resorts had to bring in to save the company.
Phil is very eminently qualified, really. I think the window closed for him, and he had to make some decisions and determine that's not what he wanted to do. I think it was that simple. And I think he would have been very formidable. The difference is a gaming executive, a governor, I should say, has to oversee the taxation in this state. You know, and when your largest client is a resort property, it makes it difficult not to wear two hats. How does Phil get through that particular part of the issue when they talk about new rules and regulations for gaming? Does he wear his executive hat or does he wear his governor's hat? And so there's probably more potential for conflict perception-wise. I'm not saying Phil would have had that. I think he would have weathered it. But perception is that you can't have a gaming executive guarding the gaming industry as governor.
One thing, and you may agree or disagree, is that to be successful as a governor, you have to have the support of the gaming industry, to get elected or to be reelected.
Yes.
Does the gaming industry, do you believe at this point, look favorably upon Governor Sisolak? He did have to shut down the casinos for several months at a time. Are they pleased with the way things have resolved themselves now?
Well, I think that there is a little unrest in the industry because of the start and stop policies of this governor. Nobody knew what was coming up next, and it was almost weekly they changed, and the perceptions were bad. And the start and stop probably cost as much money as anything, really, when you think about it. You got to gear up, and then all of a sudden things change again. But I can't answer that question. I think the voters will answer it well. I do think that there's a great chance that the Republican Party puts their gets their act together and they do certain things as a party, I think they have a good chance to be successful.
All right, so what do they have to do?
Well, the first thing they should do is get rid of their state chairman. He's not capable of running this operation anymore. I mean, Michael McDonald, primarily. I think it's just passed him by. And I think they need some really good business minds in there that run it like a business. And then I think that they should audit the RNC here, the state organization. I'm not sure they've ever had a forensic audit, but I think they need to have one. The perceptions are bad, and as a result, you're not getting contributions because people are uneasy about giving money when they don't know if it's going to the right place or not.
And hasn't that been the case for probably 20 plus years?
It's been about, probably, and so we need a change. You know, but I think that there's great opportunity in the Latino community. I don't know if you saw the election in Texas yesterday. I think it was McAllen, Texas, a small town. 85% of the population are Hispanics, 85%. And the Republican beat the Democrat.
Well,
huge upset. And you know what the big issue was? Reasonable immigration policies. That, you know, Latinos themselves don't want a bunch of hoodlums coming into the neighborhood. We're going to have 1 million people by the end of the year that have come in here, that they're letting in. Where are you going to put those 1 million people? Let's assume that our share of the 1 million people in Nevada, our share, is, let's just say, 25,000. 25,000 undocumented workers, a lot of them who have significant problems. The people who do it right should be rewarded for doing it right. And we can't live as a nation that doesn't take those issues to heart.
So you're opening up a whole
Didn't mean to go there.
No, it's fine. But, you know, we've talked about comprehensive immigration reform prior to Reagan doing it in 86.
Yes.
I mean, Carter started this in 77, getting the head of Notre Dame to do that commission that then ended up going down the path that Ronald Reagan ended up signing in 86. I don't believe, and I want your opinion on this, that comprehensive is the way to go. I think that you have to take pieces of it and make sense out of it. So, for example, try and hire somebody in Nevada right now. You can't. I mean, there's nobody beyond the additional monies that are being given to people from unemployment, but also we just don't have enough construction workers. We don't have enough in almost every field. Why can't we make it so that we can hire people from other countries, not just Mexico, but from anywhere, to come and fill the jobs that are not being done by Americans that need to be done?
I agree.
Do we have to do everything else all at once? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you're probably smart in saying that, because it doesn't make sense to Congress either, because they can't get anything done. So maybe that's the way to do it, incrementally. And I'm not against that, but I think the notion that we could hire people who are experts in certain areas to come in and fill jobs is a good one.
Well, I mean,
we need
people to dig ditches. I mean, we have huge construction projects here in the north and the south. In northern Nevada, we have a 50,000 home deficit that we need over the next 10 years.
I know.
Who's going to build them? We don't have HVAC people. Now the cost of lumber and roofing materials is going through the roof.
It's all of the above. Listen, we imported some of the best scientists in the world from Germany after the war.
Yes.
You know, and we gave them special consideration. I think there's a great opportunity for Republicans in the Latino community. They have the same work ethic. They're family driven. They believe in a mother and father.
They are a natural,
natural
a constituency. Absolutely.
I proudly can tell you I was the first to nationally advertise to the Latino communities in the campaign for Ronald Reagan in 1984, and I did it again in 1988 and 1992. By then, others were doing it as well. But it made a difference. They want to be asked. I learned a lot about that. The Latino, they're different. You know, they have their own set of thoughts. The Cubans are different from the Puerto Ricans,
right,
who are different from the Mexicans, who
correct
are different from the Hondurans, and so forth. You know, they all have little, you know, they have their own template of life, and it differs from time to time. But they're industrious, they're hardworking, they're deep committed,
religious,
they're deep into their religion. I love working with them. I have since I was a boy.
Especially in the Western United States, it stuns me, and I've been looking at this for the last 30 years from the similar perspective that you had in terms of the advertising world, that there is this huge opportunity for making money being missed from the Hispanic community to the Anglo community and from the Anglo community to the Hispanic community. Some companies have it right. The Walmarts have it right. There are other companies, Target, have it right, but it's very few. And there's a lot of green on the table.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I don't. I just recruited a young Latino boy to come to work. I saw he was a backup bartender getting his MBA at UNLV. And we're going to get him involved in the political world. So I think you're going to see an interesting race, you know, politically in this state. And I think there's a good chance Republicans can do better than they ever imagined if they have a consistent message. Nobody can be very happy except a fine minority of ultra-liberal thinkers with some of the things that came out of this session. You know, we're getting one step closer. Might as well get rid of the border between Nevada and California and just make it one big state. That's what I think this governor would like to see happen.
There are certainly those that would agree with you that a lot of his decisions have been based on the decisions of the governor of California, and they're trying to recall him. Let's take another break. We'll come back.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this time out.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sig Rogich. You've been involved with Resorts World since the beginning of their time in Southern Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Their new project is beautiful. It's sitting there on the strip glowing as we're having this conversation. The opening is coming in just a couple of weeks. What can you share with us about this project that has excited you?
Well, nothing that you probably don't already know, you know, and that they've talked about, but it's a spectacular property. It's got great leadership. Scott Sabella's done a good job of making things come together in the most rapid fashion, given a pandemic and all that's behind it. But it's a spectacular property, and I think it's going to wow a lot of people. It has a little bit of everything. You know, it caters to all the different segments. You know, the demographic studies show that there's something for everybody at Resorts World.
One of the things that, and I've not seen it myself yet, but they're talking about this street market, and I remember being in Sydney at a Crown property where they had it was a little bit more formal than a street market, but a similar concept of having 20 or 30 different countries' foods in a small area. And that was just spectacular. I mean,
yeah, I don't know how all that rolls out necessarily, but I do know that they've got some real surprises for people. You know, there's a lake inside the property, as you know, and And there's a water component and...
Well, they also have an incredible database because it's not just New York where they have another casino, but it's also in Malaysia and it's in Singapore. So are you anticipating a lot of foreign travel because of their database?
Well, I think that you're going to see, first of all, KT, who's the chairman, is just a smart individual, and he never stops working, really. And they've got great success, as you know, in Singapore and Malaysia. And I think at one point they were the only investment-grade gaming company in the world, which is, says something. So when others are paying 5% and 6% and 7%, they're fighting about basis points. You know, that's how well they were viewed. And they made a good buy here. It was really a win-win-win. You know, it was good for Boyd Gaming. It was good for them. It was good for the people who worked, you know, to make it all happen. So it was a good thing. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you see that hotel. Are you going to come down for this opening, Sam?
I believe I'm working on that right now.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited for it. And I'm, you know, the only thing that's bad about interviewing you is the interviews come to an end.
Oh.
And I always look forward to our next interview
coming soon.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
Always
nice
a
to
pleasure.
Be with you. Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.